Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Wow. Tomorrow will mark 1 week until the actual election day. That is fantastic. Lots of stuff that you and I clearly have got to talk about. And I am here to tell you that Larry Sabato, who heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Shameless Promotion of Larry Sabato at UVA, needs to be held to account. Yeah, I'm going to talk about Donald Trump sitting down for 3+ hours with Joe Rogan and just having a great time. I'm going to talk about Tucker Carlson calling out the truth of what attracts people to Donald Trump. I'll give you a little sneak peek. It's that he likes people. We'll talk about the left-wing legacy news media hacks melting down into a collective puddle of tears and puke, I think. I mean, I'm not entirely sure. I'm not getting that close to examine it. But, well, they had a rally. Well, Donald Trump had a rally at Madison Square Garden. You know, that happened like 78, 92 years ago when the Nazis held a rally there. Hey, you know, last year Taylor Swift played Madison Square Garden. Anybody compare him to her or her to him? Tonight, the team, you know, the team that plays with that ball, what is it? Well, it doesn't matter. That's a thing. They're playing there tonight. No, it's a basketball game tonight, Madison Square Garden. It's just absolutely pathetic. It gets more and more pathetic every time you look at this nonsense. The good news, I think, is that in about a week or so, it's going to be over. And I don't do predictions, and I'm not about to do predictions now, but I will say to you, as I say to my friend Gigi over at Princess Cleaners, because those are my cleaners right there on England Street, I will say to you, as I say to her, I am cautiously optimistic. What I'm not optimistic about is this Larry Sabato hack. Now, Sabato is a far left-wing wacko. You know that, and I know that. It's not exactly well hidden. For a number of years, I must give him credit. He was able to convince people that he was a legit poli-sci professor, a solid researcher, man. He just wanted to call him down the middle. Then he's got his, what is it, the Center for Politics? He also has $500,000 plus of your money and my money, taxpayer money, for his faux position at UVA. Am I somehow, some way upset with Larry Sabato and his political agenda? Absolutely not. I want you to take this one to the bank. I don't care. It's a beautiful situation to be in. When you can say, I don't care about certain things, and you really mean it, it is absolutely empowering. Well, Jeff, I think this might happen or that might happen. I think, I don't care. Really? Yeah, I'm good. I got my stuff kind of together, kind of know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I'm good. Thank you very much. I'm not sweating anything in that regard. So, no, I am not in any way upset with Larry Sabato's left-wing agenda. What I am absolutely disgusted by were the tweets that Larry Sabato sent out the other night about the Donald Trump rally at Madison Square Garden. So unbelievably offensive and disgusting and inappropriate. He can, without question, stake out any political position he'd like. The problem is that he's misleading the board of visitors or the board of directors, whatever they call them out there at UVA, when he's telling them, yeah, we have this nonpartisan, right down the middle center for politics. Well, that's a bunch of crap. That's not true at all. What he has out there is a left-wing agitprop machine. But you know what? Even that I'm not so sure I care about. Because the folks at UVA should know exactly what's going on. They should have known about Sabato years ago. But they've allowed it to continue. Here is the problem. And I do mean the big problem. When Larry Sabato claims that Donald Trump and the people inside of Madison Square Garden are Nazis, that's where he's lost me. There's some sort of rule, I don't remember what it is, the Caldwell rule or something like that, that's, you know, some professor somewhere said, the moment that you invoke Hitler or the Nazis in an argument, you've lost. And we know that that's the argument from Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama. Oh, they're Nazis. Donald Trump is Hitler. People who support him, man, they are Nazis. Well, you've lost the argument, but for those of us who actually lost family members in the Shoah, in the Holocaust, I am here to tell you that this is so outrageous and so over the top and so egregious from Larry Sabato that the University of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, has to hold him accountable for his insulting is the nicest way to say it. I mean, again, I don't care if you insult me. I've been insulted by better. It's okay. Believe me, you're not going to hurt my feelings. I don't care. I really don't in that regard. Call me whatever you want. Say I'm a terrible person. That's fine. I'm all good with that. But when you want to insult the memories, you want to spit on the graves of the victims of the Holocaust, you are absolutely over the line. You are absolutely, positively over the line. Now, I expect this garbage from MSNBC, and make no mistake, they did not disappoint. Their entire coverage of Donald Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden was all about how it was the Nazis. They're Nazis. And I found it interesting that at such a big, gigantic Nazi event, there were Israeli flags on display, and there were proud Jews who attended. In fact, there were people... There were guys
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rapping to fill in at the Trump event. I'm here to tell you. That's not Nazis who are doing that. Not a chance. So what was it that Larry Sabato said? Larry Sabato, who again heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Shameless Promotion of Larry Sabato at UVA, said, and I quote, "I love historical documentaries. I'm currently watching one about the 1939 pro-Nazi rally at Madison Square Garden." Oh, wait, it's a live Trump rally. My bad. So I'm telling you, Sabato, as a Jew, you disgust me. You absolutely, positively turn my stomach. As the family member who is here, I'm telling you, there's a whole bunch of my family it's not, and you disgust me. You are spitting on their graves. You are absolutely vile and disgusting in that comment. Vile and disgusting and inexcusable. Now my question becomes, what's going to happen about it? What's going to be done about it? Will the University of Virginia do something with this $500,000 per year left-wing hack? Will they do something about his Center for Politics, which is a far left-wing operation? I am here to tell you that not a single decent member in the media should ever have this guy on their program again. Fox News should say, sorry, we're not having you on. Newsmax, News Nation, any of them, every one of them should say to him, we will not have you on our programs again. Radio programs should say, absolutely, positively not, would not have Larry Sabato on. It is just utterly disgusting. Oh, and you know what else is disgusting? And I have to wonder if it's legal. The good Mr. Sabato, after he was called out on this, because believe me, I am not the only person who is pointing this out. There were a number of people all over the world who pointed out Sabato's vile comments. His Jew-hating sentiment, because that's what that was. He also has blocked a number of people on X, including Nick Freitas, state delegate. Are people in taxpayer-paid positions allowed to do that? I don't know what the regulations are. I would imagine that there is somebody somewhere with the letters JD after their name that knows the answer to that. Can Larry Sabato, who is being paid $500,000 by Virginia taxpayers, turn around and then block Virginia taxpayers on his X account? He blocked Nick Freitas. He also blocked a journalist from out in Charlottesville. No, I checked. He didn't block me. I don't know whether that's good or bad. I mean, whatever. But here's who I'm calling on. And I'm very serious. You know, I never say to you, oh, you should do this, you should do that, pick up the phone, do this. It's your life. You live your life any way you want to. But I'm telling you, as a Virginia taxpayer, I am calling on Jason Meares, our attorney general, to look into this and figure out whether Mr. Sabato, as a taxpayer paid individual operating apparently as University of Virginia faculty member, can he block people on X? I'd like to know what the University of Virginia poobahs are going to do about this. Are you going to look into this and say, you know what? Man, even for us, this is outrageous. You got to go? Do you shut down the Center for Politics? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to it. How about Governor Youngkin? Can Governor Youngkin do anything about this? At the very least, I would think that the governor would call the president out there at UVA and say, hey, dude, what the hell's going on? I mean, Governor Youngkin would say it in a much nicer way because he's a far nicer person. But that's what I would say. In fact, my question to him would probably involve, more profanities and bad language. But I'll share that. If you're not with me on X, man, you missed a lot of interaction. Do yourself a favor. Make sure you're following Jeff Katz Show over on X. Jeff Katz Show over on X. I'm going to remind you about the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That's how you can always reach out to me. I love reading those texts, 833-804-1140. I got a lot of good events that are coming up in the not-too-distant future. I got tapped the other day. I'm going to be one of the celebrity judges for Nest Academy. They're doing a big chili cook-off as a fundraiser for the Nest Academy. Oh, great group of people, so I'm looking forward to that. It is 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.